This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, this is Amir.
And this is also Amir.
And you are listening to the You Don't Love Me podcast.
Life from the perspective of a gay South Asian married couple.
Enjoy! Hello!
Oh my gosh, fancy seeing you here.
I could never imagine seeing you in this place where you live.
You never thought I'd show my face around these ends again, did I?
Did I?
I don't even know. Do you know, honestly, today my English is proper second language. It's giving second language today. My English is awful today.
Oh, bless you.
It's fine. No, don't feel sad. It's fine. It's not like I'm British.
It will feel... Don't start that. Not on this very auspicious special occasion of this podcast episode.
Okay. We're not going to talk about that.
No.
We'll save it for another episode. Mm-hmm. But just as a teaser, I have recently found out that I'm actually not British. So I'm currently processing that. I'm on a journey.
You are British. Okay? You're just having some issues right now. I don't know what that was giving, but it was giving that thing.
Yeah. I'm not British, am I?
Right, let's not talk about
that. No. Anyway, welcome everybody to the You Don't Love Me Boys podcast. My name is Amir, and I am here with my co-host, co-partner, and half payer of the rent.
My husband, I was going to say your husband, Amir, also Amir.
My husband, also Amir. Yeah, you know, you have to mention half payer of the rent. Livy's.
Half payer of the rent.
Livy's, babe.
I wish I wasn't half payer of the rent.
Yeah, well, we'll work on that.
Yeah, hurry up. Do you know what I mean? Get the gig.
What you do? What is that? Okay, so what is that in your hand for the audio-only people? What are you doing?
I have an iPad because we're being official now.
We're being
and taking this very seriously. So I just held up a picture of you in drag, like, get the gig.
Yeah.
Well, a video of you doing something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is a very special episode in partnership with Gather App.
With Gather App.
Mm-hmm. We are building communities with the Gather App today.
Gather her.
And, you know, it's really cool to be partnering with an app and just talking about kind of our experiences of loneliness in the LGBT community.
Yeah. It's a really important topic. I think whenever we've partnered with a brand, we've always wanted to make sure that there's synergies in terms of what we believe in, what we talk about, what we want to talk about, and what the other brand is bringing in. And I think Gather App sort of, it really sits in well with what we've spoken about and what a lot of people these days are speaking about, particularly gay men in their 30s. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's not just gay men. I'm sure it's, you know, all sorts of people. Even some of my straight friends actually talk about, you know, feeling lonely once they hit a certain age. And I think for gay men especially, it can be quite tricky because I think we struggle serving our purpose because we struggle to understand what our purpose is. And so it's difficult to find like-minded people and sort of have a shared experience that goes beyond just social entertainment.
Mm.
And I'm saying that as somebody who works in entertainment. So I think when Gather App came, we were quite excited, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. It's a new app, by the way. It's absolutely brand new, and I love when something's new and fresh because you get to see the growth of it and how something builds. You know, it's like when we started this podcast and it grew. You know, and
I have been there since the start of this
podcast. Can you believe it? Me too.
I've seen
we
it
did
grow.
It.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah,
and I absolutely love that. And yeah, I think it's fantastic when something's in its baby stage, and we get to be part of the growth of this.
Do you know what? You need to learn corporate jargon.
Why?
Because you said that the app is in its baby phase.
Stage.
It's in its infancy.
Infancy, sorry.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be that girl, you know.
It's in its pre-stages.
No, I don't want to be that girl.
Yeah, let's loop in and we'll close this so that we've got some critical key talking points.
Shut up, girl. Bye. But I did want to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
I really wanted to make this a situation where, like, you're in the spotlight and I'm Miss Professional Fish over here on my iPad.
Pause for a second, though. Can we talk about how fit you look today?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You've glued.
Oh, thank you. Are you looking for a compliment as well here?
For people who are... No, not yet. For people who are wondering what glued means, is when you have a glow up, but I've changed it to glued.
We love saying glued.
Because when you've glown up, you've glued.
She glued. Like when I showed you that artist and I was like, this is them a few years later. You're like, oh my God, she glued.
Glued. Who was it? Was it SZA?
No, it was Summer Walker.
Summer Walker.
You're like, wow, she glued.
Summer Walker glued.
It glued hard.
She's giving post-pandemic.
She's giving like, I've glued.
Yeah, she was
give
like,
me the glue sticks.
She's like, lockdown, I don't know her.
She was like, Pritt Stick?
Yeah.
Who is she?
Glue. Yeah.
Glue.
Who is Pritt Stick?
She was like, reception, I eat the glue.
Who's Little Miss Gorilla Glue? She's Little Miss Gorilla Glue.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Girl.
Glued.
Girl.
You're glued.
Girl, everyone's gluing.
Yeah. Looking good. No, but well done. Good for you.
I hate you. Thank you. Thank you. But you're doing very well as well, aren't you? You've been on a nice little weight loss journey.
Yes, I have. Next question.
Wow, that's it. No, that's your own personal journey.
Yeah.
Anyway, next question would be, have you personally experienced like loneliness within the LGBT space?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay.
To put it simply, I have experienced loneliness in the LGBT community, particularly when it came to finding out where I sat with it and what my position was. When I was younger, I wasn't out. I really started coming out when I lived in Budapest when I was 19 years old. And over there, I just needed to feel in every single way.
Oh, I bet you did. I bet you needed to feel.
And so when I was being tokenized for the color of my skin, I was fine with it. Because I just needed to feel. And, you know, I would get blind drunk just so that I'd have the confidence to speak to someone. And, you know, in my own twisted way, I wasn't able to see the humanity in other people. I wouldn't be able to see them beyond people who I would potentially have sex with. And I think that distorted view was because of how being gay was considered deviant. But also it was something that was kept at bay from me when I was growing up. You know, I didn't have that representation around me. And so I had a very distorted view of what it meant to be gay. Now I have a lot more compassion for people. That was my sort of experience. And it was very difficult to meet somebody who wasn't sexually interested. And there's people who talk about this even today that, you know, they experience a similar thing. But I think if we were to put that aside and just meet people who are gay and have gone through common experiences without the pressure of sex and not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know, if you want to make a connection that goes beyond just jumping into bed with each other, then I think that could be an amazing thing. And you know, you have this with loads of other communities as well. I recently came across an organization that specializes in migration for South Asians because they understand the unique experience that entails, and so they have resources that can help that specific community. And I think if we are gay people trying to navigate a predominantly heterosexual world, and that's just is what it is, then I think it's it would be brilliant to be able to share our common experiences to sort of better each other.
No, I agree. I do think that we have to still remind ourselves, you know, we are like in a minority, and we have similarities, we have differences even within that. But finding common ground within that, that's not just sex, is important.
Yes.
It's very, very important. It's important to see yourself in other people. It's important to experience friendship within the gay community. And it's very, very important because, you know, when I started using the apps, you know, the gay apps, it was all about sex. It was literally not about friendship. I was not looking for friendship. I didn't really program my mind to believe friendship from gay people could exist. So let's not blame other people. It was my perception of myself and my perception of the community. And if all of us are having this perception, then what's it going to be like?
Yeah, and if you don't know what people's common interests are, then what are you going to do? Like, a bar is a great way to meet people, as they say, but a bar is also a great place to meet all sorts of people. Your sugar daddies, your grifters, your serial killers, we're all in one room. Like, do you know? Obviously, well, that's an extreme
example.
The music's
blaring, everyone's drinking.
Yeah, and even if you go earlier on when the music's quieter, yeah, it's great to meet, but it's difficult to strike a conversation with a stranger, especially when you don't have a bit of a background as to who they are, what they are, whether they have anything in common with you or not. Mm. You know, how many times have you and I gone to a bar and somebody's came up and struck a conversation with us and we're like, oh, why did you say that?
Like, yeah, oh, girl, do you know what I mean? Trust me. Yeah.
Why did you want to know why we're brown? Or why
to the point
wanna...
I don't go out.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Talk about that.
To the point, like in the queer community, I just don't go out anymore.
No.
You really will rarely catch me. Mm. Maybe when you've got a gig and I want to go to the gig, or like if it's, you know, a quick stop at a bar during the day or early evening, not even that. You know, I don't want to, because I don't want to be put in a position where someone's going to say something awkward. Mm. Or anything to me, and I shouldn't feel like that, but I do feel like that. That's why I think online is important. I personally have met like my gay friends online. You know,
yeah, you've been a massive advocate for social media for that.
Huge.
Your entire life. Like, you would have always friends who you've met through Twitter. Yeah, yeah,
Twitter was the main space for it.
Formerly known as X.
No, X formerly known as Twitter.
No. We're going back. Everything's going back.
You know, I've met friends previously that might not, you know, communicate with anymore through Twitter. Mm. I met friends over the last few years through social media. Mm. And it's other gay, brown people that I've met through that. And not just with interest. Like, oh my God, we all love Ariana Grande. That's an interest, you know? Oh my God, we all love, you know, this kind of movie, this kind of topic, these kind of books, spirituality, this. And it's finding gay people with common interests that I really, it's really important. It goes back to your point where, like, it can't just be about sex.
No.
It has to be about more than that. And you have to feel fulfilled in so many different ways. So I love, love, love social media for meeting like-minded people. You know, you can curate your own timelines. You can make your own choices and decisions with who you want to communicate with and who you don't want to communicate with, frankly. Yeah. Like, someone can't just come up to you in a, like they do in a bar. They can go on your mentions. They can message you, but you can just put your phone away or delete it.
Yeah. Or you can just switch off a majority of your notifications like I have. I don't think I have any notifications on. You know, my phone is in do not disturb mode for the majority of the day.
Do you know what? Why not?
Yeah.
You should be able to choose when you want to dip in and out of the world.
And somebody's like, oh, I tried to call you. I'm like, yep.
Yep. Oh, my God. Would you say when you were like using the apps, were you using it predominantly for sex? Or would you say, were you trying to look for friendship at any point?
You know, you and I have spoken about this on the podcast in the past. And it was always a joke that I would never use. Yes, go on, teacher.
I'm being professional here, okay?
You and I have joked about this at length, about how I would never use the apps for the purpose that they were intended for.
Yes, true.
I would go on Grindr and talk to a guy till 3 o'clock in the morning because we got to talk about science.
That's so cool, though.
And we had a commonality. Yeah, I don't think I've ever told you this, but I went for a hookup with a guy and we just sat there and talked about immunology.
Work
for the entire evening until the last minute where, you know, things happened, but
you're like, we need to squeeze this in.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But in hindsight, I was like, that never really needed to happen. You almost felt obliged because
it was a hookup.
It was a hookup,
but you could have developed
a great friendship,
yeah,
with the commonality.
How interesting is that?
Yeah. So I was going on dates with people that I would just wanted to talk with. And then afterwards, it would kind of be weird because I'm not going to invite him back in because we've had a great conversation and it was on a friend basis. And the number of people that have said, yeah, we went on a date, but then we ended up being friends. How many gay people do we know that have gone through that? But that can create its own complexities, because then if one of you finds a partner and they know that, you know, you slept with your friend, then an insecurity can develop or you can't understand or gauge as to where you're at with people. So... yeah. I mean, I'm not saying don't hook up with people. Do it as often as you
safely.
Want.
Safely.
But I'm just trying to untangle the two.
No, of course.
You don't have to have sex with the person who likes watching pro wrestling.
Very true. Very true.
You like RuPaul's Drag Race, right? Let's fuck.
Yeah, let's just watch.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll just watch Drag Race.
You don't have to do
that.
Yeah,
you don't.
You can make a pure connection with somebody. And that's where being gay comes in, because it is Drag Race is a predominantly queer audience show.
Yeah.
You know, they have such a high retention rate, and it's because it is made by queer people for queer people predominantly, despite being mainstream. And so the chances of somebody else watching RuPaul's Drag Race being a guy is and also being gay is quite high. Do you know what I mean?
Very true. That's why we're viewing parties and it brings us together.
Yeah, but you're not going to go on Grindr and talk to people about that, are you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. That's so interesting. So like, is it us as gay people that have changed the app or decided how the app goes? Or do you think the app has a responsibility of where it wants to go?
I think the responsibilities with the app are still where it wants to go, because the functionality of it will be determined by what its desired outcome is.
Of course, because now you've got categories.
Grindr is a hookup app. Grindr is not your happily ever after app. If it works out for you, great.
Work.
But they're not sponsored by wedding halls, are they? Do you know what I mean? You're not going to see that coming up. So, yeah.
No, that's very true, because they'll have the categories of twink and this and that. Mm. So that kind of...
Nobody goes on the app and says, right, I want to marry a twink today. Like, no, like, do you know what I mean? You don't do that. You just don't do that.
But they will go, I want to bleep a bear today.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's what they'll do. So it's very interesting you say that. I love that. Have you met any friends on other social media apps? Okay, I guess this portion is over. Question. We are exiting
but
the room.
But that's the thing, though.
Well, like, you connect with artists.
I do connect with artists, but very honestly, I don't have a lot of close friends. Yeah. The friends that I've known for years and years and years. I think one of the difficulties I have in making friends is the lack of commonality, because I am a weird person. I know I'm a weird person. Yeah. Like, people are like, oh, you're funny and you're a lot of fun to be around. Yeah, I know I am. I'm absolutely hilarious and make a career out of it. But I'm also a really oddball.
Yeah, you are.
So, like, yeah, do you know what I mean?
I love that about you.
Yeah. But, you know, I think if there was a way, you know, because it's like when you meet somebody new, you're like, yes, amazing, great. And I'm like, oh my God, in a few weeks' time, they're going to find out I'm a weirdo. Like, do you know what I mean? But if there was a way in which people just knew who I was and we'd be able to get past that and then connect, that would be great. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's so interesting, because for me, it was backwards. I didn't like what you were like at first. But then when you showed the real you and really delved into it, I loved you. Because I was like, oh, this person's wacky. This person's stupid, hilarious, crazy, and like doolally, and a bit wild in like the way you think your brain and stuff, and creative and stuff. And I love that about you. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. You are very unique, I would say, in that way. But people just need to let go more. Uh-huh. But I think that's a different story. Yeah. I think, you know, people.
That's a story for another day.
I think people do need to let go more. But yeah, oh, for sure. I think the way apps work, you know, they do have a responsibility. So that's why I do want to talk a bit more about Gather App and my findings on Gather App and what you think about Gather App in its version that I can never pronounce what version it's in.
Beta.
Beta version. What does beta mean?
It's secondary. Alpha, beta.
Okay.
So it's like a final. I don't want to say draft, but it's like this is the first version of it.
Okay, work.
Before the official launch of the first version.
Okay, fab.
So when a software is in beta version, it gets put out there to a select number of people, or it can go out as a mass, and people will use it and then give feedback on their experience usually, or the application gathers feedback based on usage.
Oh, I love the way you did that. Gather.
Gather.
So we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. And we are back.
We are brown.
And I am, if you are watching on the YouTube, if you're watching anywhere else, I'm proper official. I've got the iPad.
Oh, she's gone landscape.
Oh yeah. I really want to give it to the girls, because I think, you know, the Gather app deserve it.
Why have you gone from portrait to landscape? Who do you think you are? What does that say about you?
I just want to show versatility.
Yeah, because you went
on the runway.
You went from like portrait mode, which was very like, Barbara Walters, like, this is my notepad. And now you're like landscape. Now you just sat there watching Netflix.
I'm giving teacher today.
You're giving teacher.
I'm giving throwback to the old me. Yeah. I'm giving year 11. Do you know what? It's giving year 8, not year 11.
What is that the caliber you think that I'm at right now?
Yeah, I'm like year 8. Because year 8s will be a bit like, eh. And I'm like, come on, year 8. Chill out.
Is that what you think? My voice sounds like.
Do you know what? Love you all.
You know what my impression of you doing your voice is?
Go on.
Hi.
Thank you. It better be. No. Or else.
You're like...
When the cameras are off, no. I'm going to cut your wigs.
You're like Scrappy Doo meets Cookie Monster.
Go on, do your impression.
Yeah, oh my God.
Wait, who does that sound like? Candy Muse.
Candy Muse.
But we love Candy. She's a sis. We love you, Candy. Oh. Don't come for me.
Do you remember when she started looking like Danny Beard for like half a year? Just unprovoked.
I love that this new thing that you're doing. It's unprovoked.
I was like scrolling.
He's always saying, that's just, I'm doing it unprovoked.
I'm like, yeah.
It's like I'm dressing like a dissing mother, me. Unprovoked.
Yeah, this is me, unprovoked.
And honestly?
And unhinged.
I'm gathering the girls. Unprovoked. I'm doing landscape.
Oh no, bitch, you are provoked. This episode is with Gather.
Gather app.
Yeah, you are provoked.
So Gather app.
And please move your arm away from my camera. You just fully went into my camera.
Oh, sorry.
How do you like it?
I'm not bothered.
Yeah, sure. Do you?
I'm actually not bothered. Yeah. Hey, girls. I ain't bothered.
Okay, go on.
So I do want to deliver some information about Gather app.
Yeah, let's go through the deliverables.
And I want you to tell me what... I hate you so much. We love your Gather app. So Gather app, this is literally a quote from them that I want to read word to word to ensure that everyone has an understanding of what Gather app is. Mm-hmm. So they say that Gather app is where gay men create social groups according to their interests, and it's to promote more natural encounters, connection, and privacy. Mm-hmm. So gay men are to use Gather app.
Familiar.
Are you sure about that? Gay men that
I've heard of them.
So the whole idea around Gather app is it's to promote social interests, not for hookups.
Yes.
So you essentially go on there and you can see people in your local area, you know, like other apps, but you create your own group based on an interest, and you can invite people to that group based on that interest. I think it's pretty cool, don't you?
I think that's amazing.
Now, if I was to ask you, if you were to create a group, you want to make gay friends, right? You're in a new neighborhood. What is the group that you want to create to attract people in with a common interest of yours?
If I was to use the Gather app to create a social group with a common interest, I think the group that I would create is probably entrepreneurs.
Ooh.
Or soul traders.
Go.
I'd love to create a group where you can share best practice. And the reason why I say that is because of my personal experiences as a drag queen, because I am technically a business owner as a drag queen. Mm-hmm. And it is quite unnerving navigating yourself as a business, as a cross-dresser in the business environment. I do have a business background and I'm fine in the corporate environment. But what I've realized as my drag has grown is that as an artist, as a creative, I have found myself more and more in corporate environments and atmospheres. And that's absolutely fine. But it is different navigating it as a gay man.
Mm.
So I think if I was to, and you know, it can be little things like, you know, what if you're in a boardroom talking about how you use makeup? And I've had this with, like, you know, when I was talking to, like, producers of a TV show or whatever, and I'm talking to them and I'm feeling really nervous because I'm like, my product is me and I'm sat here in a wig. Do you know what I mean? And I think we don't talk enough about that type of stuff. Mm. And it would be great to be in a room to talk to people as to, you know, how they're doing, how are they setting their goals, how is... their discipline, you know, how is their discipline working for them? How can we better each other? But then also, you know, how do we navigate a corporate world? How do you do taxes? What is the best approach? Is there any accountant that you would recommend? You know, do you have a lawyer that is LGBT friendly?
Yeah.
It's not to say that, you know, every lawyer is homophobic, but, you know, there's a different way to navigate different environments. So it's that kind of thing. I'd love to create a group where we can talk business amongst members of the Pink Pound.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Well, you can with Gather app, can't you?
Gather her.
Yeah. I would, not that you asked, because
yeah.
this is about me asking you and I still want to be asked.
Yeah.
I would maybe perhaps make a group about like self-improvement and spirituality
mm-hmm.
and maybe like a book club. Where we read books and we review them and stuff.
Oh, that'd be really cute.
You know, something more hobby related.
What if it was like a 5 a.m. meditation
club? Oh, that would be amazing. Like 5 a.m. club, because like you're in my 5 a.m. club now, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So I've recruited one member so far.
Yeah.
So work, you know, we're gonna keep going. I've got a friend in Leeds actually that's in 5 a.m. yeah. club as well.
Yeah.
That's two members.
Yeah, well, two members, and then we have RuPaul.
Yeah, RuPaul, you're part of my 5 a.m. club.
Yeah.
You, gather her. Gather app.
Yeah.
RuPaul's part of Gather app
yeah.
with us.
Yeah,
why not?
Should we move into a house?
Yeah, lock on you. Lock on you. No, I love that aspect of it. And, you know, the CEO did say, and I quote, lonely people like
I love how you are like in charge of cups and ice. You know, from like Phoebe and Friends.
Yeah, I know.
You are proper giving Phoebe today.
No.
You're like, I know the CEO and this is my iPad and we're going to talk about the app. You're so cute.
You know, I kind of stole this a concept of some other podcasting stuff.
Wow.
Where they wanted to do this legit thing. Okay. Now shut up. Okay. Lonely people like me would have a little more joy and happiness in their lives. Uh-huh. That's what the CEO did. So I like the intent behind it. I think intent is really, really important, because the CEO's intent is he's placed himself mm-hmm. there. I'm putting my hand in your vision thing, aren't I?
Your vision. Called the camera. Wow. English isn't my language, and you've been living in a hut all day, haven't you? You don't know.
I kind of finish all my outside activities by 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So yeah, work.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's cool that his intent is to like help help his own loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And he's placed himself realizing, wait, maybe loads of other people feel like this. Mm-hmm. So how about I create an app where we can have groups? I mean, we can have like Beyonce brunch party.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We can have Gaga Club. We can have RuPaul's Drag Race viewing parties. You can have reading, writing, journaling, yoga. There's like clubs. And
what if you are a middle-class white person who just feels, or maybe you're an upper-class white person who just wants to play lacrosse?
Work.
And do you know what? You haven't met enough people who want to play lacrosse. Or what if you want to take a trip to Montenegro so that you can play polo with your friends, and you're feeling rather lonely because you only recently hit the lottery and you don't know people who want to do the same thing? Gather her. Yeah.
Gather up.
Find those people.
No, I love that. But I'm going to tell you something really cool about Gather App.
Uh-huh.
Not only is making a club on Gather App really easy to do in minutes,
mm-hmm.
Your privacy is protected very well.
Oh,
because you have to be approved, pictures approved, everything. And you can also win coin. You can win money on Gather App.
Oh.
Gather App are giving you money for being part of a club and turning up to the club.
Like Drag Race.
And literally, no.
Gather up are doing mini challenges.
This is a mini challenge.
Yeah.
Maxi mini challenge, whatever you want it to be. Yeah. So you can turn up to the clubs in the club and you can engage with people and make friends, and you can win anywhere from a couple of hundred dollars all the way to thousands of dollars.
Oh, wow.
You can win money. How do you feel about that?
I feel motivated.
Oh, work.
Yeah. That
okay.
kind of motivates me to... Because when it comes to socializing, you can talk about the problem and you can find the solution, but then the other pain point is actually doing it and putting yourself out there.
Mm.
But if you're incentivized with money, then you're like, whether I get the money or not, it's incentive enough to go, do you know what? I might as well. Because what have you got to lose?
Mm.
What's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to make a friend.
Yeah, true.
You might as well.
You might make five friends. And you might meet five times and you all might get some money and you can go on holiday together.
Yeah.
Why not?
100%.
And the functionality is quite easy in making the group.
Mm.
It's really, really like super easy.
Yeah.
I'm living for it. So it's in this, you know, beta version.
Shall we make groups?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Treat ourselves. It's in its beta version right now. And I think Gather App does have a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it continues to like spread into the world and... If they, in my opinion, what I'd love to see is like pre-made groups in areas. Okay. I think that could get people motivated to start with. You know, like, kind of like obvious ones like fitness and...
Well, you can have categories.
Or encourage people that are already on the app to make groups and get
money.
Yeah,
I think maybe like you could have categories and then you can have other maybe or something.
No, I agree. Yeah. And it definitely feels like with Gather app, it feels like it's definitely an app more about friendship than just let's go around there and put something in a hole and see what happens.
Yeah. It's a little bit more than 80 loads.
Girl, that's TMI. We've been there with that conversation.
Yeah, we've been there with that conversation.
Yeah, nothing else. Trust and believe.
No hotels were booked.
No.
Visited.
No. No. But, yeah.
No shame.
No shame. No judgment. Sorry. No judgment. Yeah, all that. So, yeah, it's about Gather Up is more about friendship, which I like. I'm looking forward to see it grow. The new version will be out around June, and we will be doing another episode about the new version of it and exploring the new version of the app.
Yeah, maybe we can make groups and see what our
experiences were. I think we should make groups and come on, get over here, Gaze.
Yeah.
But I don't want them to come here.
What do you mean?
Like in our place.
Who's inviting people here?
Oh, good. I just want to make sure. I don't want a gaga party here.
You created the problem yourself.
Yeah, I know.
And then you're putting it on me.
Yeah, it's easy doing that.
At what point did I say make a Gaga group and invite everyone here and have a concert? Did I say that at any point? You're just coming for me unprovoked.
Anyway.
Yes.
To sum up.
To summarize. Yeah, let's summarize.
Summarize.
Let's just close all the
loose
ends. Let's
just do all this jazz.
Yeah.
Gather up.
Yeah.
New,
yes.
Fresh,
yes.
Gay,
yes.
App. And it's all about community, making friends, making groups of common interests, winning money, and hopefully making lifelong friends.
Yeah.
And curing, let's bring it back, and really like helping solve that problem of loneliness. You know, there's a problem in the LGBT community, and that's loneliness.
Yeah.
So Gather App is here to potentially help alleviate and solve the problem of loneliness.
It couldn't have come at a better time, to be honest
I agree.
With you, especially in a post-pandemic world, because I think we've, myself included, I have lost the ability to socialize.
It's tough, isn't it?
It
takes a lot out of me. Once I've done it, like, I've been out once with friends, I'm like, I probably won't see you for a while.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. But I think a great starting point or a great solution is hanging out with people who have a commonality.
Yeah.
Because you might as well. Why are you going to do work 9 to 5 only to go into a bar and hopefully find somebody who you then have to convince that you're not a piece of crap? And then, you know, you have a half-assed friendship that ends up in having sex. Why? Why do you want to do that? Why not find somebody? Why not connect with people that you already have a commonality with? Your love of Star Wars, your love for Lady Gaga, your love for needlepoint, your love for knitting and reading and Bollywood and...
Meditating
and fitness and Pokemon and manga, whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
You can choose it and you can go...
Oh, that's put quite nicely.
Yeah. And be like, we're the manga Marys.
That's so cool.
We're going to, you know, connect on who our favorite characters are. And then we're going to go to a convention. And then one day we're going to plan a trip to Japan.
I think with the money that we win from Gather App.
There you go. How cool.
I think that'd be fantastic.
Amazing.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. I've really enjoyed this episode.
I have enjoyed this a lot. It's nice coming back.
Yeah,
we had a little bit of a sabbatical. And it's nice coming back, especially in this way.
It is. It really, really is.
Yeah, I feel good. I feel like I'm reaching a higher level of consciousness. I feel a change in me.
Good.
And I love you more and more as each day
goes
by.
Oh, that's so cute. I love you too. I love you so much.
I love you, glued up girl.
But you don't love me. Goodbye. Gather up, gather up, gather up. Thank you for listening to the You Don't Love Me podcast with Amir and Amir. For all the latest happenings, you can follow us on Instagram @YouDon'tLoveMeBoys. That is @YouDon'tLoveMeBoys.